colonel and a captain. Is that the same or what? I don't know.
Okay. Well, what about the man who presides over the court in town? He's the county.
He's the judge, the district judge, or whatever you want to call him.
Okay. And somebody who went to school to study would be a...
Study to be a lawyer or a judge or whatever you want to study.
Yeah. He'd be a what? Somebody in school was a...
He was a student then, to whatever profession he went to.
Okay. What about when you worked at the sugar place, would they have people in there in the office that would do work for the, for, you know,
well, all they had in the office was people that kept books.
They'd be
kept it. He was the time. One of them was the timekeeper, and the other one was the bookkeeper. And that's all that they used to have in the early days. Of course, later after that, well, they had chemists and every other thing in the laboratory. They had a laboratory with chemists. At first, they didn't have no such thing. When I started working in sugar mill, they had no such thing as a chemist. They ain't had no chemist. In other words, people brought their sugar there and they ground it, and they ain't had no sucrose or nothing like that. They paid so much a ton. If it was $3 a ton, whether you had sugar in it or you didn't have no sugar, it was $3. Today, well, if you got a high sucrose, well, you get more than a ton, paid for more than a ton of cane when you haul a ton of cane. But in those days, when you brought 2,000 pounds, that was a ton, and that everybody got paid for a ton, regardless whether they had sugar in it or didn't have sugar in it. It didn't make no difference. That's how the sugar houses used to run, I mean, a long time ago. All of them, I'm not talking about one, but all of them. Then came the chemists and he. All they had in those days, he was chief engineer, he was the boss. He was over everybody. Then the sugar boiler was over the people that handled the juice from the mill till it made sugar. The sugar boiler was the boss. He hired the people and he fired them. And the chief engineer, he kept all the machinery running, the boilers and everything. And he hired and fired whoever he wanted. He was the boss. That's how the sugar mill used to run through there. Now the head of the sugar mill is the chemist. The chemist is. He's the man that... In other words, if you go there with cane that's got sugar in it, you get paid for it. If you ain't got no sugar in it, you don't get nothing for it, or just whatever it is. That's how it works.
Well, somebody who would be employed by a lawyer, say, to look after his mail and take care of his appointments for him would be his what? Nowadays, in offices, they have a bunch of what? The women.
It was the women, yeah. You got the secretaries and all about stuff of that kind.
Yeah.
That work in the office today. And you take in the sugar factories, they got a lot of, just like in a lawyer's office or in the sheriff's office or anybody, they got them secretaries and all that work in there. And do all the pencil work, they all do that. Well, women do that.
Now, when you went into town, where would you go see a movie or a play?
Well, whenever the movie house was, we went to that's the only place they had. We had the theater in Donaldson then. And that was the only one.
Did you go to the
And movie? I remember the time they didn't have no theater. That came in later years, but I mean, when I was a young man, they didn't have no theater.